There's so much cool technology you can build, but the application is where the rubber hits the road.
So how did you start going about making that kind of data usable for your AI platform?
Once you have data that feels structured, you can even create workflows around it, right? You can trigger a workflow, you can use it to drive business intelligence, and there's so much more that you can do here.
So a lot of organizations would like to dip their toe into agentic AI, right? What's your advice for them?
I think it goes back to like, what's the problem you want to solve, right?
As businesses evolve, the way we store, access, and harness our data evolves with it. And at Box, they know about enterprise content on a massive scale. So how have they started employing agentic AI to harness that data to make both their product more effective and make users' lives easier? Today, we're joined by Yashoda Bhavnani, head of AI at Box, to answer that question. Yash, welcome to AI in Action.
Thank you, David. It's awesome to be here and delighted to have this conversation with you.
Let's start with the basics. All right, for listeners who may not be familiar, what is Box and how has it changed in this AI era?
Historically, Box has always been your premier storage content platform, along with solutions for e-signature, automation, workflows, and so much more, really evolving around content and really evolving around our mission, which is to power the how the world works together, right? And as we think of this AI era, we're so excited by just the marriage of content and AI and what we can do to change effectively how you work every single day with your content. And so that's our new mission, and we're excited about it and happy to talk to you a bit about sort of the key bets we're doing, and it's just an exciting time.
One of the foundations of AI is just the data. And Box has, I mean, I see what's in my Box folder and I see what's shared with me, just a tremendous amount of data. So how did this opportunity to start bringing AI into the core offerings of Box begin?
It's a great question. And I think it comes to what we've always known we need to serve our customers with, right? So we serve a massive amount of the Fortune 500 customers. And every single customer I speak to, every single interaction I have, it's all about how can I make it easier to work every day with the massive troves of content I have, whether those are 100-page lease agreements, financial documents, multimedia files, whether it's audio across the spectrum. Like, how is it easier just to find it, get insight from it, use it, actually have a workflow around it, right? And it really starts with how can we serve our customers in the best way to not only access their content, but access it in a way that makes it so natural, intuitive, and just easy. And while we do that, make it so simple to not think about security, to not think about all the other things that come with privacy, governance, and data access, because that's huge too, right? And so when we put all of these together, it was a bit of a no-brainer that we have to integrate AI, not as a one-off product, not as we slap it onto our platform, but as a core part of our platform so that you can use AI, right? AI is a tool to really bring content to life, to take your unstructured content, structure it, and then also help to secure it. So all three, it became sort of the enabler for the mission that we were always seeking.
I feel like the second that you saw what LLMs were capable of, like the second you saw it, like, oh my God, we could do RAG, like retrieval augment to generate, it must have just like lit this like light bulb and you're like, oh my God, we have to bring this into Box.
I'll give you an example of something that was like super dear to my heart. We have some of the largest customers that do real estate across the United States, right? And if you think about what they have in their enterprise content, right? They have 100-page lease agreement across different states with different policies. All of these have like little handwriting, red lines, and so forth. And so when this company gets, goes through an audit process and they're like, well, are you compliant? Are you, following the legalities of every single jurisdiction that you're working in? It's quite complex. And it required actually a lot of people manually to like look through each of the lease agreements and be like, okay, is it in compliance? Are the dates correct? Like, it was painful. It was very, very painful to look at. And you know, when you look at a problem like that and you look at, wow, why can't we make it easier with like content? Why can't, what else can we do? It was a no-brainer to use AI for, you know, a couple of solutions that Box provides to make this now almost automatic, right? And reduce the like the human burden of like, I have to read through a 100-page document just to know if it's in compliance, right? And so we built metadata extraction technologies where, you know, you could say, well, for all of these documents, I want to know what, you know, is it in compliance? Are the leases expired? How does it work? And because AI is now with multimodality, with where it's come to, and our document understanding, we can combine both of those to do something really customized. Like, well, actually, in this state, when you say a contract is over, add another 30 days because we give them a 30-day grace period, right? And now the AI can extract those insights and people can do higher level work or even work that they, you know, hadn't been able to do before, right? And that's the unlock. And so now, thankfully, they don't do this manually. They use Box AI extraction and it's a couple of minutes. And now you can just query and say, are these things in compliance, or even have like flags or automation so that you know what's not in compliance. So anyways, it's just one of many examples of like really the burden that you can have with so much complex content.
So it feels like the customer and their use cases might inform what these ideal workflows might look like with agentic AI. Is that the process? Like, you're listening to the customer, you're saying, okay, we need to do this. We need to have the metadata extraction and all the stuff that you're adding to it. It was informed by your customers?
Absolutely. It's always informed by our customers. We're here to serve the customers that we have. And, you know, what we found is there are similarities, right? There are pain points that feel very similar across customer bases. And so one of the things that we're really excited about is our agentic platform. Here, you can provide a base set of core content agents like we're planning to do with search, with, you know, content like curation, with Q&A, with just what I spoke about, extraction agents, which we already have in the market. And with our platform, it's sort of a balance, because AI is best when it's tailored. You need like a base agent that's like awesome. It knows what to do. It has the understanding of the document. It knows how to do RAG. It has the best chunking. It uses the best model and YAR model neutral. And at the same time, you also need to be able to take the context of the customer into account. So one of the things that we've done is we know from the problems from our customers what the agent should be. And we provide an agentic layer where you can customize these agents to your use cases and build the agent that you need, which is really the unlock, because you now bring truly document and content understanding with agentic intelligence and customization. And I think that layer is just fantastic.
That sounds perfect, right? You have this base layer, this agentic layer that is, you know, foolproof. It works with your environment, your ecosystem, but for a particular customer, they're going to want to be able to be like, okay, I need this, this, and that.
Exactly.
And I could just customize my own agent to do it.
Yep.
So for the average business, a lot of their data is unstructured, right? So how did you start going about making that kind of data usable for your AI platform?
We know that 90% of the data, if an organization's content is actually unstructured, which makes it really difficult or impossible to access, scale, and there's just so many complications with unstructured data. And one of the first things we really took to heart is that having the capability to make unstructured data feel structured, right? And this is through Box AI extraction, where, like I mentioned, you can extract what is the most important thing from this document and tag it into the document in Box itself. So what that really drives is now you can search that insight. You can, you know, use it to inform decision making. And it just makes the whole workflow so much easier. And this was a big part of where we've invested our time, which is really trying to make every single type of content that you have feel structured in a way which makes it accessible, searchable, and, you know, like just easily queryable for those sort of decision-making routines, but also not just decision-making. Once you have data that feels structured, you can even create workflows around it, right? You can trigger a workflow, you can use it to drive business intelligence, and there's so much more that you can do here.
Implementing this though, what were the biggest pitfalls when you started doing this?
There's a couple of things, right? So, you know, you touched on search, and actually there's a couple of ways to go around search or even agentic search, right? So we've thought of two ways. One is obviously through extraction, where you can say, well, I know from my content, these are the main things that I want to understand for each, like four contracts. I want to know the end date. I want to know the vault, like the price. I want to know the jurisdiction. And that's one way of structuring data. Sometimes you may not do that. You may actually just not even know where the file is or where the file exists, to your point. And so for that, we're actually building agentic search right now, and an agent that can work across your Box content and simply find the files based on the content, based on all of the things you need, based on natural language. And this has been incredibly helpful for me because, I mean, if you think about it, you know, you're building AI solutions and your roadmap starts to change quite often, actually, a lot more often than we'd like, right? And so every 2 weeks, we're like changing a bit of our roadmap, and it's hard to keep sight of like which note is here, which presentation, which where. And so simply even saying like, wait, hold on, what were the key pieces or the decisions that we said we'd do later is hard because you have notes here, presentations here, or somewhere else. And I'd personally use our Box AI search agent to be like, hey, hold on, look at all my notes documents around our product strategy and tell me like the timeline of like what changes occurred, and it can do that.
Okay, listen, I before we started the podcast, I said to you, listen, I'm working on a personal project on my own, and I have a very small, listen, I have like a gig of data. I got a brand new computer. And what I started trying to do is exactly what you're talking about. And I am serious when I say to you, Yash, after this, I'm going to ask, just put me in contact with the engineer, because what I'm trying to do in my own machine is ask natural language to find files that I need. Like in particular, like, and this is like, obviously you can look at this in Box as well. It's just, I need to find a file where I'm doing such and such in Python for this kind of API, right? And if I could search my personal files in that way, that's what I'm trying to do. So I imagine that, is that what you're talking about within Box, like natural language search?
I know it seems simple, like the world has solved their search problem, but nobody has solved your searching for your content within your own like unique drive system, you know, especially in Box. Like every single customer's Box drive is different, right? And getting and working through that and making sure that, you know, our customers can find the content that they put in Box is just key. So this is part of our, you know, first pillar of just making work easier to do and helping people become more productive without having to spend, you know, minutes and maybe hours trying to find that file or never finding it and then deduplicating it because now you're rewriting the whole thing, right? Which happens way too often, and we don't want that. And so a first set of solutions that we're providing with also a really good, you know, experience, because you want the UX to meet you where you are, right, is exactly this, which is, you know, our core search agent, our core Q&A agent, and they come together to make sure you can find, access, and just get insights from your file, which seems so simple, but yet it's so important.
So this is an incredibly complex task that looks simple on the surface, but in order to solve it, you had to unlock these processes. What went into finding the right way to do it?
We did a couple things, which is, at Box, I think we just have a lot of document understanding from our various customers, right? So a lot of it was just bringing the technologies that we have already built into bear as part of the platform, like our best OCR technologies, our best document parsing technologies, you know, our just our technologies in terms of understanding like documents and chunking documents so that the AI can process things faster, and the databases. So that was one part of it, which was really integrating the Box content technologies so that when we use an AI system, it's better, it's more accurate, it's faster. So that was one piece of it. But the other piece of it is, I don't think that there's a platform without a client. And so the other piece of it was actually really working closely with our customers and saying, what are the use cases? Where is it being difficult? Where are we not getting it right? And sort of iterating almost with our core customers to say, how do we improve this together? It was a lot of the partnership too. And we're just so excited because we have such great customers that Box has deep partnership with, including IBM, that we work very closely as we build these AI solutions together.
So something that I love is that a lot of the conversations I have about agentic AI is the tool is so powerful and so interesting and so great, and they want to use it for everything. But I loved hearing that, no, you had these effective tools that you were able to implement with these agentic AI systems to get a great result. And that just seems like the correct path to be on, even with NLP, with anything else. Like this, it always seems like agentic AI is always going to be like, we could use it for everything. But you have these tools already built into Box from years of experience. So that's why it's going to be so good.
Yeah. And I also feel like, you know, I have to speak again to like, there's so much cool technology you can build, but the application is where the rubber hits the road. And that's like what makes me smile about sort of where we are at Box. And I'm so appreciative of like our customer base and the partnerships we have, because I feel like we've been able to work so closely with our customers, you know, folks from your team even, and like be like, okay, so where didn't it work? What could we make better and take that feedback and iterate on it? So yeah.
What were the KPIs for this expansion and how did you actually measure them?
It's a great point. I think accuracy was definitely a big one. So we have, Box is leading in terms of just building evaluation sets for how do we grade models on enterprise content. And this is something that, you know, we talk about quite a lot through, you know, our, media and our blog posts and so forth. So the accuracy or the performance of, you know, models, the performance of the capability has been one of the major KPIs, which is just like, is it good enough that you can replace a manual workflow? Think about an audit, right? You can't be incorrect, right? And so I think accuracy has just been a gold standard. Another KPI has been it just ensuring that we really hold high to our standard of data privacy, governance, and so forth as we build these solutions and not drop that bar in any way, right? In fact, Box AI is, you know, governed in the same way with the same permissions as all of Box, and which makes it really easy for customers to deploy. So that's another KPI. And then I think the third one is actually it's a bit of a nuanced KPI and it's hard to measure, but it's easy to see, which is what was the customer's benefit, right? Like, did they save time? Did it help them save time? Does this mean that they can now have more efficiency in the enterprise and they can do something else, right? Did it help them scale a problem that they couldn't have scaled before? And I think that has been sort of the inspiring part, the part that like motivates us to do more. So that's definitely a third realm of like where we see, are we actually, you know, helping our customers to do more? And I think that's the key part of like what we look for in a good solution.
You mentioned contracts, you mentioned audit, so accuracy and security. These aren't always the first tier concerns when you're building out a new AI application. So how did Box choose to pursue these in tandem with the technical build out?
You know, when you think of what is the solution that you need to build, right? I think the first thing you want to think through is the types of problems you're going to solve, right? And I tell this to my customers, and I tell this to everyone, which is like, well, where should I use AI? It's like a big hammer and I can use it here, I can use it here, and it's so fun and I can use it everywhere. And it's like, yes, you can. And, you know, I think of it this way, which is like, when do you start? Where do you apply this hammer, right? And for me, it's always been two things. One is, it's the area that like is manual, boring, and repetitive. It's the work you don't want to do anymore, right? It's the, you know, the multiple RAB reports you don't want to look through page by page by page to understand what the differences were. It's just like the work you wish you didn't have to do. Like that's a key area to apply this hammer because that's what AI is great for. It has the intelligence, it has the automation, it can repeat, it can keep you in the loop. And there's so many solutions there. And I think that's like just such a fertile area. which is where extraction comes in a big way, right? Because these are all like solving these use cases of like, I just don't want to do this anymore. Even what we talked about with your personal example of search, right? It was like, I don't want to like have to search 19 times for one thing. Like, just yes. Tell me, right? And so that's one area. And then I think of the complete opposite area, which is what is the hardest problem you're trying to solve, right? And can AI help you get closer to solving that problem? And that's the other direction where, you know, applying this hammer is so, so useful. And some of the hard problems we've seen, at least in, you know, Box and in the content space, is around, you know, automating workflows, right? Workflows can get very complex. Like if you take an HR workflow, you know, you think it's simple. Oh, it's a recruiting workflow. It's simple. You get resumes, you read them, and then you figure this out. Actually, it's not. So it's like, okay, well, there's, you know, I want all the resumes. As soon as they're uploaded, can you assess them for criteria? Okay. If the criteria meets, can you put them, you know, can you start to like, you know, send out like notifications for scheduling? Okay, once they get scheduled, can you collect the feedback and the input now when they're hired? What's the onboarding flow, right? And if you think of these workflows that go across content, people, and just like making sure it all works, this is a complex problem. And I think this is another area where AI could be so helpful in terms of what are the areas where you can put an AI agent in there that can help you through the workflow? And then when does it hand off to a human? When does it take it back? I think those are just like really nice complex problems that we're also really excited about building agents around.
How did you build out the team to start building your AI applications? And what did that pilot and partnership workflow look like?
The best part about this is we already had such a great team at Box, and it was just making sure we built the right, we built AI right into the fabric of our platform and into that team, right? And so when we think about it, it was, well, we have our core platform. Well, how does the AI platform work across it, right? And so we definitely thought of just like, what's our platform? But it was a lot about, when we thought of the team, it was a lot about like, what are Box's strengths and how do you bring them to the platform? And then how do the teams contribute to that? Which is like, for example, security. How do you build, like, you know, how do we build AI across our governance, our security, our permission stack, and bringing the best people at Box to do that, right? How do we build an amazing search, agentic search experience, and bringing the best like technical expertise within like Box's search teams to do that? So it was really like, it wasn't like slap AI and make a different team. It was very much, let's bring the right teams that are technically proficient in these areas and then figure out how we can support the AI strategy. So that was one part of it. The other part of it was very much like focusing on what are the problems we're seeing from our go-to-market areas and how do we build solutions around that and how do we build workflows around that and how do we build like the agent strategy around that so that, you know, people can build their own agents and customers can build their own agents. So that was another part of just like how we thought of the team. And I also want to say like a big part of what I think is the expanded team of like Box AI is partnerships like with IBM, right? Like we have model partners, we have providers that are like, and I think that, I mean, for me, it's like, it's all one big team effort, right? Because if you think of just IBM and Box, the fact that we use WatsonX to bring the best Llama models, the best other models into Box AI is just such a strong partnership because that means that Box doesn't have to do that. And that's an important part of sort of our like expanded team as well.
So this is an IBM podcast. So I'm going to ask, how did IBM's WatsonX complement Box Assist to help you scale?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this has been, it's just such a great partnership from, it's so symbiotic, which is now like with the IBM WatsonX fully integrated into Box AI, like companies can use Box AI with the models that IBM WatsonX has. And this includes like the open source, like Granite models, and obviously the latest Meta models, right? Which is great. In fact, we currently have a Box AI powered by WatsonX Llama models available to our customers. And this is really, really important because we do have customers that prefer like Llama models or prefer just using Watson X models. And for them, we want to be able to power all of Box AI with them, including their, you know, productivity solutions and agents and their agentic platform and their workflows. And now you can actually do that. You can actually select Box AI powered by Watson X Llama models. And I think that's just a fantastic partnership and bringing that capability to our customers that, you know, would have before this, like, what would they have had to do? Well, they have to like go get a Llama model and then figure out how to use it and then figure out the security and figure out the efficiency and the reliability, and then figure out like how do you bring content to it. But now all of that's like all packaged in solution because of this partnership. So I think it's incredible.
So I do have a question. Have you seen results and what are they from the Box customers and internal teams with this new agentic AI platform?
Absolutely. So many results, right? In all ways. So if you think about just the first and foremost is we've seen a lot of customers who have just enjoyed the time saving of like, I don't have to read multiple files to get an insight. And there's multiple examples of this including in financial services and legal, where you have just so much content, right? So I think that's been one. The other one is the one we talked about, which is just turning unstructured content into structured content and just this ability to have data extracted quickly and accurately. So this is not just an impact of time savings, but this is an impact of like actual like revenue, right? Because now you're not spending this sort of time and cycles and to try to do this work where you can do it efficiently and in a much lower cost. So that's been another huge one. And I think the third one is really, it's a bit of a nuanced one, which is, you know, like the unlock is now customers and enterprises can do things that they couldn't before. Not only they couldn't, but they didn't have time for before, right? It's this automatic efficiency that comes in terms of just being able to like in accounting, right? Like leveraging Box AI APIs to handle data entry in spreadsheets. And, you know, with the ERP process has really like reduced the time spent on this just time consuming task. And now they've been able to take that time, the capital that they've saved and invested into some of the problems that they, you know, weren't able to do before, right? Another one is financial services, right? Actually, it's interesting because, you know, you always hear this tension of like, oh, is AI secure, not secure? And quite on the contrary, you can actually use AI to detect like Box AI to detect anomalies and patterns. And this has helped them reduce the risk, right? And reduce the cost of fraud, which is a cost saving, but it's also like a brand saving and it's super important. So there's so many these types of like impacts we've seen, but in a nutshell, it's you know, saving time. It's bringing the possibility of just like having the space to do things that you couldn't do before, and it's even reducing risk.
So any engineer would tell you, right? We sit there in a sandbox, we build agents, we have fun with them, but bringing them to deployment and deploying them in production is a totally different ballgame. And I wanted to ask you, what are the three big lessons you've learned about bringing these AI agents from your sandbox into an enterprise?
Yeah, this is huge. And I think, you know, this is still something that we're working through in terms of just where the AI industry is at, right? You know, we're at a point where you're starting to see the application of AI take hold in sort of these age-old problems, finally, right? And I think this area is still maturing, but if I think of like the three things that are just key here, the first one is just making sure that customers, that we, even at Box, like everyone knows and feels that the AI is secure, it's governed, it has the same permission structure as all of your content, and you never have to worry about it, right? You never have to worry about your data leaking back into the model or anything like that happening. So I think this is just like, just a clear, like, it's almost like the basis of any kind of application is just ensuring that reliability and that security, right? That's part one. I think part two is customization, which is, if you think about it, like every enterprise has a unique need, has a unique, you know, context, has a unique problem that they're trying to solve. They may sound similar, but they are different, right? And so being able to sort of tailor and customize what is the solution, what is the extraction, what is the different agents you need to build to handle the problems, and making AI customizable is just key. And in fact, this is an area I feel where Box has been very helpful to some of our customers, because if you think of how do you customize AI, you need context, you need knowledge, and the knowledge is within Box, right? So you can actually say, well, here are all my, you know, policies around go-to-market and, you know, branding. And now, you know, agent, I can use that to build an agent that can quickly answer branding questions, right? And just that kind of an unlock that is so unique. So customization, I think, is number two. And then the third one is really seeing initial impact, right? It's about starting small, seeing that initial impact, and then the snowball effect that becomes bigger and bigger over time. So, with extraction, right? Just starting with, okay, here's a folder, here's 1,000 documents, here are the things we're trying to extract, making it work well. And then you're like, oh, wow, what an unlock. And it's like eyes light up and you're like, okay, now I can do this for my entire area. So I think those are sort of the three things that I think of, which is A, the basis of like reliability and security, B, the customization of what do you need, right? And making AI flexible. And then three, starting with like very tight, clear use cases and seeing that impact and then taking it forward.
So a lot of organizations would like to dip their toe into agentic AI, right? They see the power, it's unbelievable, it's the coolest thing ever, but they really don't know where to begin. What's your advice for them?
I think it goes back to like, what's the problem you want to solve, right? AI is a tool. Like we shouldn't be thinking of like, I have to apply AI. It should be instead, what are the problems I can solve now that AI is here, right? So that's problem one. I think the other thing they should be thinking through is like, there's just so much going on, so many models, so many choices, so many types of agents, right? And it's about finding that right partner of like, what's a platform I can use? I shouldn't say Box, but maybe it's Box, right?
It's Box. It's Box.
Like, what's the platform I can use that's the right partner for me, where I don't have to do a lot of this, like already solve problems in AI, which is like, okay, well, you know, I don't have to host a model. What's the next step? Why do you need to do that, right? I don't need to like figure out its security and is it leaking data? Box does that, right? Oh, I need to figure out how to like use my content with it. Well, Box also does that, right? So like, what's the partner that you want that has solved a lot of the basic problems so you can focus on the ones that you really need to solve, right? And allowing that customization. So I think those are a few things that you really want to think through when you start on your AI journey, which is what's the main problems I want to solve? Who's the partner I want to pick that has thought through a lot of these solutions? And then I can just pick up from that baseline versus starting at like a much lower level and having to build a lot of infrastructure yourself.
Awesome. Yash, thank you so much for being here. And thank you all for listening to AI in Action. We will see you soon.